This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Armageddon. Would the globalists engineer a global crisis or a national crisis to bring in control? Well, they're already doing that on many fronts. But an even more devilish plan is clearly being developed, and this is a fiction film that parallels real-world events and near-future possible events. We're going to be playing trailers from it, giving you the website, going over it, and more. Now, other news that we're going to be getting to, obviously, is where the economy is going. We have the federal government raising $1.91 trillion. Government collects record high taxes in the first 7 months of fiscal year 2016, despite collecting record revenues. Government still runs a $354 billion deficit for this year alone. Meanwhile, is there any body that doesn't understand this is being done by design? Is there anybody out there that doesn't understand and get it through their head that this was maneuvered into place to make us dependent? This is the globalist program. They admit this in countless textbooks, countless political theorems, like Cloward and Piven's just one that's better known. Not even really what they've implemented, but it's a similar system. That was just a proposal to bankrupt things to make us all dependent and totally crash the system. Now, this is out of an article in International Business Times. Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbles as Disney and Macy's shares lead rout in consumer stock sector. And again, is that any shock to anyone with this headline on the Breitbart? Obamacare double-digit increase threatens Democrats. That's why they tried to keep pushing it back, pushing it back. Obama didn't want any of the increases that are in the bill to start until 2016. But the way it's written, insurance companies could start it in 2014. They did. So the average premium went up about 60%. Then it doubled by last year. Now it's set to go up even more. My insurance close to doubled. My father's and mother's doubled. They barely even used theirs with the same insurer for 35 years. My dad was so incensed. And over a year, it went up in like 3 months, 20-30%. And a couple months later, 20-30%. And then 20-30%, it was like 97% in 1 year. And then the next year, it went up. So he's shopping around, and you've got to wait for what windows you can go buy it now. Used to, you could just get insurance anytime you wanted to. They're teaching you to have things rationed. They're teaching you to stand in lines. And what did the White House, Rahm Emanuel's brother, one of the authors of it, what did he say on Fox News a few years ago? He said, of course it's meant to bankrupt health care. And when it's bankrupt, we're going to go to a single-payer national health care system. That's it. Administered, though, by a few mega insurance companies that are left standing. This is all written to consolidate the market, let them rip everybody off, ration care, the giant screw job, galactic level. And, man, the first year, I don't really go to medical doctors a lot. I go to them some. They have blood work done every few years. I go to check up. But when I'm sick or something, I go to a clinic, nice little clinic, close to my parents' house that I've been going to for years, probably 15 years. And I go there to see a nurse practitioner or a doctor. And, man, I'd sit there and wait an hour and watch these people coming in. And, man, they had insurance, but they were mainly minorities. It was women, black women, Hispanic women, white women. And they would say, excuse me, I have insurance. It's double. They would go, ma'am, it's the Affordable Care Act. Here's the, and they give them a piece of paper. And it was just the prescriptions, everything. They would turn around and go, oh. And I'd say, you thought it was going to make prices go down? They'd go, yes, we were lied to. And I'd be at Barton Springs, and all these liberals would run up that were a couple of years ago, whenever it kicked in, that were lifeguards. They got like 15 lifeguards at one time. They'd go, Alex, we apologize. We all just got cut to halftime because of Obamacare. You warned us. We didn't believe you. We thought it would give us free health care. It's not free. And I said, I know it's not free. I'm sorry. You just got ripped off real bad.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight.
The reason I'm here today is to encourage the U.S. Congress to take action to protect our country from its most imminent threat. Electricity would cease, the internet would go down, and the banking system.
The smokescreen of national security used by government at every level.
A strong America is the only thing standing in the way. The country only needs a little chaos.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
Hello, Mr. President. Now is the time.
The average American family only has 3 days of food.
We need to talk face to face. This is important.
Sir, what's the mission? Disarm the population and restore order.
Do you have any weapons inside your home on your person?
You have to give the president power to arrest any American by simply accusing them of terrorism.
The vanity of nationalism will quickly fade. These are but the birth pangs of a new world order.
Punch just so afraid, Carl, that you're going to have to grow up.
This is a time, man, woman, young or old, when folks run and hide. Or they pull up their bootstraps and they fight.
When you sell your soul, it's a one-time thing. There's no going back.
AmerigeddonTheMovie.com, and it's about to be in theaters. And if it's a big hit in theaters here in Texas and other areas, it will go nationwide. And I tell you, I've seen $150 million, $200 million movies like Captain America that are almost unwatchable, and the acting isn't even half as good as what you guys have put together here today. Mike Norris, a director, Gary Haven, writer and producer, and also stars as one of the Patriot leaders in the film. I'm also in the film with a lot of other amazing people. And again, I wasn't bragging earlier when I said I turned down being in Hollywood films. I mean, I just am not in them because I'm actually fighting the globalist, and I don't want to just be in movies for no reason unless they have a good message, and Hollywood's messages are almost universally bad. But I tell you, I saw this script, and I said, I am incredibly honored that you guys put me in the film, and I came in there only like a day or so of the script, and you guys put up with me and did a great job. And just congratulations. You guys were on Fox and Friends this morning, I guess right after Donald Trump with his daily visit. That top-rated show, you've been on Coast to Coast AM. You've really been busting your butts. Gary Haven is a billionaire, folks. He started some of the biggest companies in history, the most popular training gym for not just women, but period in the world, Curves, before he sold it. And so it's just great to see somebody giving back to the community. I know Mr. Haven doesn't brag about it, but behind the scenes, he also gives a lot of money to defend the Second Amendment, property rights. He had one of these billionaires that just gives money for his interest because he's basically retired. He gives money. And he's not going to want me to say this because some of this is inside baseball. He's one of the biggest donors out there. He's going to get harassed now by folks who want money to actual issue-based things that defend the Republic. And if more wealthy men and women would actually just not do things for their own interest but for all of our interests, we would be in a free country. So he spent a lot of money. This is a pretty big budget film. For an independent film. He made it right here in Texas and other areas, not in Hollywood. We're very proud of Mr. Haven. We're very proud of Mike Norris. And, you know, he's got great exploits in his own right in films and TV and acting and TV shows he's produced. But he's also the son of the guy that when he does push-ups, the earth moves. And, of course, daily listener, I want to say hi to him. Chuck Norris, another fellow Texan, because he's from Oklahoma, which used to be North Texas before they turned it into another state. So that's North Texas, actually, North Texans. But good to have both of you here, Gary and Mike. Congratulations, gentlemen. It is so wonderful to have you with us for the next hour and a half.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And I tell you, what a great introduction. I want to thank you for being willing to come and participate in our movie. You know, what you're going to see when you come see Amerigeddon, which opens, by the way, in theaters tomorrow, is you're going to see Alex play the evil senator. We had to tell him, Alex, you got to tone it down a little bit. You're too evil.
A little too good.
Like Dr. Evil on the program. But we've made a great movie that's going to make a difference. Amerigeddon is about dealing with two issues. One is the most imminent threat that we have in America today. And that's according to the Congress. There were two congressional studies on electromagnetic pulse attacks. And I tell you, the movie is so timely because go back to February 7th, and North Korea launched another satellite. And North Korea, we know, has miniaturized nuclear weapons. And we know, according to Kim Jong-un, that he wants to destroy this country. So
he says he wants to EMP us. And my concern is, even if he didn't do it, the globalists could false flag it and blame it on him.
Yeah. Russia and China, who we have antagonized, are partners with North Korea. They share technology. So if Putin has enough of American aggression, of American imperialism.
Oh, he could use Kim Jong-un, the crazy man, as the delivery system.
That's right. And Kim Jong-un will be in a nice condo, a penthouse condo in Beijing, and could care less about his people. I mean, we know this crazy guy. So we were warning people.
He is handsome, though.
Oh, yeah. The haircut and, a little bit of weight, issue.
He's a quintessential government thug nobody that couldn't even bench press 5 pounds, can hardly walk, just literally feeding on his people with a bunch of sycophantic communists.
Yeah, and so we've given the power to this person to destroy America. I was talking to Dr. Peter Pry, who's the leading expert on EMP. In fact, he's with Homeland Security. I was speaking with him yesterday. And I asked him, I said, what are the chances that that North Korea has a nuclear weapon on that satellite that crosses the United States twice a day? And he said, very likely it exists. And this is Homeland Security's expert on EMP.
We know there's a lot of weaponized satellites that our government, the Russians, the Chinese have put in. What if one malfunctions and comes into orbit? That's why they never wanted to send some of those space probes out that were nuclear-powered, because if they failed going into orbit and came back in, it could create an EMP event. But separately, the film itself is obviously trying to get folks to be aware of EMP and get Congress to move on that, and actually parallels real legislation, because for, as you say, a few billion dollars, we could shield the country by putting surge protectors, basically, in giant surge protectors. But you expose how the globalists are behind this and the UN, and so it really educates people about how world government openly states that they want to come into power through global crises, be it Zika, be it the Islamic invasion, be it EMP. I mean, I knew the film would be good, but it is excellent. And I just can't wait till it's gone to theaters, DVD, Blu-ray, and then television. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse, but Mike, what was it like working on this film? I know you're proud of it. Tell folks where it's going to be opening, how important it is to come see it.
No, yeah, this film was it was really interesting, because it was when Gary wrote the script, it was a challenge. This film was actually a challenge to make. We had plenty of resources, but the scope and the size of the film that we were trying to create in the time frame it worked out perfect. And where we're playing, what was the second question? I forgot all about it.
Well, I'm sitting here listening. Explain to people how important this rollout is. Also, you told me privately before you ever were on air, and then the first time ever back in November of last year, you said, no, I had a bad feeling about Cruz. I don't like him. I'm flown around on the jets with him. He wants me to finance him. I asked him some questions. It's private. I'm not going to get into it. But I don't like him. And I remember you saying that. You said it on air. You told me a little bit, behind the scenes, but then you've kind of outed him in the last few months, and a lot of people said that helped finally push it over the edge. And a few days after you, quote, outed him and went on big syndicated shows, I apologize, I had a family emergency when you came in here, but you were with Knight, that you helped, along with others, torpedo Cruz. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, your dad coming out about geoengineering, mm-hmm. chemtrails, super huge in WorldNet Daily. So a lot of big things to talk about. I'm sorry, we got to talk about the world of Chuck Norris. And Mike loves that world, too. But this film is so important. So let's talk about how we get behind this film, how Texans and others, where this is first opening, are critical in getting this out nationwide and reaching hundreds of millions.
That's what's really great, and thanks to you and the alternative media. What's happened is a groundswell has been created through social media, through YouTube. We've had 4 million hits on YouTube. We've had 17 million unique views on our Facebook page. So it's really the patriots of the country that are coming together and joining together as one to go out and support this film. So this has been an amazing ride to see how people actually come together as patriots to go support this film. Now, we're starting out. We were only going to go into about 20 theaters starting off. And in the last week, we've had added 10 more theaters, but we had about 50 more requests for theaters.
And by the way, that's what happened with 2016. It was only coming out in like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. Then they wanted 20. Mm-hmm. Then they wanted 100. And then it went to 2,000. I mean, you're the expert on this, but correct me if I'm wrong. I've studied this, and I follow the trade publications, Variety and things. It looks like you're lifting off the launch pad with a good moonshot here. It looks like if folks sell these out and fill these theaters up, it's going to go nationwide.
Absolutely. We are 100% prepared on Monday. If we could just reach our projections this weekend, come Monday, we're ready to expand nationwide. Not a problem.
And then it's going to be a hit.
Thank you. Thanks to Gary.
Hey, Gary, incredible. I mean, really, it takes a lot to – it's easy to talk about it, but to do it and then to star in it and to pull it off. But I guess it would be, a top salesman from Texas that made millions of dollars. You could have taken an acting job and just didn't pay enough. So you're taking a pay cut here.
Obviously, I didn't do it for the money.
Oh, I know. I know.
And why did we do it? Well, we wanted to warn people. But the other thing, and you brought this up, is that there's a criminal elite in Washington, D.C. who are bought and paid for. These people are controlling our country. You can call it the shadow government, the deep state.
And Americans know that, and they're ready to hear it, but no one will reflect their view. Sorry.
Well, the Donald Trump movement is what this is about.
We're going to skip this break. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm interrupting you too much.
The American people have realized, they've awakened that our country has been stolen. And here's Donald Trump raising up and saying, I'm going to lead the move to take our country back. That's why Donald Trump is resonating.
There's all these populist waves coming in. And sure, you've been a patriot for 30, 40 years. You've been brought up one. Mm-hmm. We're kind of old timers at this. But isn't it exciting to see our ideas, our understanding being validated and proven? Fluoride really is bad for your brain. Hey, there really is a world government. Hey, there really is an Illuminati. Hey, they really are establishing Sharia law in areas of Europe. Everything we've warned people about. Global governance, the attack on the family, 9/11, and our government working with the Saudis, it's all coming out.
It's amazing.
Please continue. I'm ranting. It's just the points you make are so good.
And I'm tempted to, too, because I'm so
excited. Do it. Go wild.
I'm so excited about this. You know, you missed vaccines, and you missed military-industrial complex. I mean,
everything. Yeah.
The corporatists have bought and paid for this country. You know, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that was part of how I outed Cruz. Any of our politicians, and many of them, and I'm a big former Republican donor, the Republicans signed into the law the fast-tracking of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And what you need to know about that is, number one, is any of our politicians that thought the TPP was a good idea are traitors to this country. That law trade agreement takes away the sovereignty of nations and states and gives it over to a tribunal of corporate attorneys who all they have to do is determine that a corporation has been harmed financially from the act of
we government. Got proven right about corporate world government. Here it is, and they call it global government, and the Pope calls it world government. What do you think is happening? I mean, 100 years from now, what will they call this time in history?
Well, they're either going to call it the Great Awakening or the Great Disaster. You know, I am deathly afraid that they're going to kill Trump. Trump is such a threat to the power and the wealth of these people that are owned by the elitist that I don't know how, you know, you're familiar with MK Ultra mind control. You
sure.
Know, I'm terrified they're going to have one of these guys come in and knock him out. And Mike and I were talking about this today. Will the American people really rise up and take their country back? I don't know. You know, you cut the head off of something, it usually dies. And I think they know that. And if they'll kill the sitting president, John F. Kennedy, what will they do to simply...
I agree. A, you know a lot of people. Do you know Trump, A? And then B, from knowing folks that do know him and being a fellow, successful billionaire, what is your gut reaction? What do you think of Trump? Me personally, there's no way all this elitist hatred is a fake or a shill to make us think he's good when he isn't. I mean, they think he's coming in to take over something, their quarry, something they've already taken over, something they're reveling in dominating, and Trump's coming in with nationalism and things that even if he wasn't for real, what he's saying is sunshine to vampires. What's your view?
Well, I haven't met Trump personally, but I just received my third invitation to be on his advisory committee. That's a small group of people.
Oh, wow, great.
And I didn't want to accept that because I felt like it would kind of bias me towards him while we're trying to focus on the movie. And also, I had to talk about Cruz objectively. When I was on your program, I first outed Cruz back in November.
Even before Trump was on the radar. We didn't discuss him.
Yeah, you know, I was invited to dinner with Cruz, and I saw it as an opportunity to...
You were first here in 2014. Wow.
Yeah. And Cruz was somebody I was actually excited about. I thought, oh, man, here's a Christian. Here's a guy that... a constitutionalist, and when I had dinner with him, he began.
Do me a favor, go all the way because you went further at dinner a few times. I mean, yeah, tell us everything you can.
Okay, so we're at dinner at the governor's mansion. Governor Abbott set me beside him, which was kind of cool. About six of us, and Trump Cruz began to pontificate about the Ukraine, and he was his version of it was that Putin's a bad guy. Putin went into Crimea, and and was raping and pillaging in the Ukraine. And after I listened to this for about 10 minutes, I just couldn't be quiet about it. I said, Senator, look, there's a whole other version of this. You know that Victoria Nuland, who worked for the State Department for Hillary Clinton, was caught talking about spending $6 billion to overthrow the elected government of Ukraine. And you know that the central bankers put the central banker in charge of running the government right away.
And this is all on video. She said this on C-SPAN.
This is all fact. And so I'm explaining this version of it. The governor's kind of looking at me. It was getting a little hot, and I turned to the governor. I said, you know, he didn't invite me back. and so,
wow, Cruz was getting mad, yeah.
And he was, because I had the facts. You know, Putin didn't go into Crimea and overrun that country. The Crimeans had a referendum, and 94% of them said, no, we want to go with Russia.
Because they're traditionally Russia. And look, I'm not defending Russia. It's done some bad things to Ukraine, vice versa. But the country's always been split. But the West initiated. George Soros bragged that he engineered it. Well, this guy's our mortal enemy.
And look at the government in place right now. They're made up of neo-Nazis. These guys have swastikas.
And it's the same elite that want a civil war here.
Yep. And so who's behind this? Well, the central banks are behind it because that's how they acquire the assets of a country, just like Greece. Goldman Sachs created the Greece mess so they could turn worthless cash into hard assets like the airports and the electrical grid. Well, you also have Monsanto. They have been trying to get GMO seeds into Europe. Well, Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe. So Monsanto wanted us in there. Then, of course, you have the military-industrial complex, which wants a war because they profit off of war.
They're kicking the door down to Russia, and Russia's got its own problems. But these are globalists trying to use American muscle to start a war with Russia, and it's crazy.
You know, Cruz told me at the end of the dinner that he said, you know, I'm not a neocon. And I kind of looked stunned, and I was thinking, well, of course you're a neocon. You're trying to get our kids into Ukraine. You're trying to get them to Syria. You're a warmonger. So I went and researched Cruz, and then I find out, of course, that his wife's a VP for Goldman Sachs. She's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, specifically the committee to eliminate borders in the U.S. Through the North American
Trans-Pacific Partnership ties into the North American Union Agreement.
The North American Union Agreement. And then, of course, we find out a few months ago that Cruz didn't report a loan he got from Goldman Sachs and Citibank of $1 million for his campaign. So he's bought and paid for by the bankers. He's bought and paid for by military industrial. Then he voted for the TPP fast track. So he's bought and paid for by the corporatists. And then you look at his own website, look at his advisors. Two of them are former CIA directors. And the others are bankers. This guy is an insider's insider.
He came in here as a Bush sleeper cell because they knew their name was dead.
Yep.
And he is the fourth Bush administration attempt.
Well, you know what the elites have done is they create the illusion of choice. So we can choose either of their two candidates that are bought and paid for. Cruz was the designated opponent, and he was set up for that purpose. And the reason he lost so badly is the American people began to wake up over these last few months.
Well, especially when he kept saying Trump supporters are the violent ones, when it was a bunch of George Soros, literal kill the cop people, beating up men, women, and children, and we got the footage. I want to say InfoWarriors, our listeners, our viewers got the footage, but my crew, all that great crew back there, had the courage to go get that footage, and that helped push it over the edge, you exposing. And we're not bragging here. It's saying we have power. The people can resist. We can say no to the evil. God is helping us. And you know, notice here's Gary Haven. Obviously, he didn't make this movie to make money. He put all his money into the movie as a labor of love. And then now here he is not even promoting the movie, just wanting to expose the globalists because he's got such passion for it. And by the way, Mike Norris is an amazingly humble man. But boy, is he smart behind the scenes at dinner or around the office about things when he gets to ranting. I tell you, he's got that fire in the belly. I wish Mike Norris would tell us what he really thinks about everything. He's being very polite right now.
You know, it's interesting. There's a segment of the population that is on the fence that could go one way or the other. They hear the information, and they're trying to process it. For a long time, that was me. I was very much into the Second Amendment, the Constitution. These are things that my dad brought me up believing. Second Amendment, the Constitution. But once you start peeling back the onion, the more you start learning. And with my relationship with Gary and just the conversations we have listening to your show, you know, I've now realized on my own that there are nefarious things happening behind the scenes. And it's scary. And it's a perfect timing for Armageddon to come out right now, just the way the climate of the country is and just the Trump movement has just really brought the, like I said, the Patriots to a boil.
I feel Providence in the air.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I really feel blessed to be part of this project because, you know, this was Gary's project. This was Gary's passion project, something that he knew very well. He understood very well. And I came into it as a filmmaker.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk more about it with the director, Mike Norris, AmerageddonTheMovie.com. Check out the trailer. It's got 4 million views.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Supermel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Grid was wiped out. Who would be in the best position to survive? In a new movie hitting theaters tomorrow, the audience is faced with that question, and ultimately, what happens when your government turns against you?
Well, let's hope it doesn't, but in the movies it does. Mike Norris is the director of this new movie, Amerageddon. Did I say that right? And as the son of Chuck Norris, he teamed up with producer Gary Haven to make an ultimate political thriller. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Gary, where did this idea come from?
Where did the idea come from?
Well, you know, we've been looking for a way to make a difference in society. And movies that entertain while they teach was a great medium. Because, you know, people will watch a movie. And this idea was one of the important things, because an EMP attack on America is the number one threat to the survival of this country. And this is according to two congressional EMP committees. And so we wanted to wake people up and also demand that our government do something to protect us.
Okay. All right, folks, that's just one of the clips when they were on Fox and Friends this morning. There's several other clips I want to play. You can see HD clips of the film on the website, AmerigeddonTheMovie.com. I'm going right back to these gentlemen here in just a moment. In the next 30 minutes of the first hour, we're going to open the phones up for your questions for Gary Haven or Mike Norris. But AmerigeddonTheMovie.com, you can find out where it's showing in Texas and other areas, and then where it's going to be expanding out. But it opens tomorrow. It opens tomorrow. And so before I plug here, let's do some plugging for the film, because it's important. You put a lot of money into this. Mike Norris, it's linked on the website, but off the top of your head, where are the cities where people can see this first?
Well, the movie actually opens tonight. The theaters decided to start it on Thursday night.
Oh, wow. So it's got that hype going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so and all the signs.
All the signs. So we got Phoenix, Denver.
Oklahoma City, Tennessee, Nashville, Texas, Austin, Dallas. It's got all the theaters, all those big theaters there. Wow. Yeah. It's already opening a lot.
Yeah. So we're Phoenix to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, also Las Vegas and Denver.
Okay, see, I'm ignorant, and because I'm so busy, you're busy. I mean, last time I heard it was the plan 2-3 months ago, it was just going to open in Texas first. Now suddenly it's opening already all over the country. This is exciting.
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. You know, personally, I've never, you know, it's been since I was a director on Walker that I've been involved in anything that has really had such legs as something like
that. Can I touch you? I mean, I'm not like that. I mean, no. But, I mean, Walker, Texas Ranger, the greatest intentional, unintentional comedy in the galaxy.
No, absolutely. And
but not only so much of it's good. I love it. My parents watch it every night. They actually put the dog ears on, you know, so they can watch it on broadcast TV. Yeah. It's also on cable. It is so, it's entertaining. It's funny. It's got good moral stories. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome.
But, you know, it was...
You know, with Trendies, that's like the hottest thing, right? I mean, you understand that, like, they worship Walker, Texas Ranger.
Oh, that's funny. But, you know, we knew early on that we were onto something really special. My dad was very methodical and very smart about the direction of Walker, Texas Ranger. It's the same way with Gary and myself on Amerigeddon. This has been a very methodical process that we knew the only way we could achieve success on this film was by the patriot community, the people that are awake and that are going to go out to support this, and the people that are going to bring their friends that they think need, hey, this is something you need to see. You know, I was thinking about something the other day. We went and saw Captain America. I love that movie. I love Captain America.
I like Part 2 better, but yeah.
Yeah. And I was thinking, wow, Captain America is a great movie.
Winter Soldier was great.
Yeah. But then again, I thought, you know what? Amerigeddon's a great movie that could save your life. That could.
Well, I'll be honest. I think Amerigeddon's better than the new Captain America. I mean, it has false flags. It actually has some good messages in it. I don't know. It's you know, like watching a woman beat up 50 guys. Yeah. It's just not real. I mean, I know it's fantasy anyways, but
yeah.
Man, it's kind of this is plausible, what this film you've made.
Yeah, but it's very deliberately plausible. You know, we didn't want to wash it out with the stuff that makes movies over the top. We wanted it to be all fact-based, and everything in this movie,
it's more Escape from New York style. And when I said Walker, Texas Ranger had the intentional, unintentional comedy, it's funny, it's fast-paced, it's action-packed, it's got great actors in it, but it's got also kind of that, you know, Snake Plissken kind of, where there's parts that are kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are things that really were kind of, accidental. It's just, you know, good actors on the set, and we'd rehearse it, and something funny may come up, and we just shoot it, and in the editing process, it works, so we use it. There's nothing wrong with adding a little humor to all this. When the world's falling apart, it's good to have a little laugh every now and again.
Absolutely. Your dad all deadpan, it makes it even funnier. But it's just amazing. My kids love it still. Now, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. Let's put that back on screen for TV viewers so I can read this out for radio listeners, because there's some folks that aren't on the internet right now. I want to be able to tell them where it's showing. Let's go through all the places. Arizona. It's showing in Phoenix at a whole bunch of theaters. Wow. Let's scroll down. Colorado, Denver. And as you scroll down, continuing, Michigan, Grand Rapids. And as you scroll down, Nevada, Las Vegas, North Carolina, it's in Charlotte, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, it's in Tulsa, it's in Tennessee, in Nashville, it's in Texas, it's in Austin, it's in Dallas, it's in Houston, a bunch of theaters in Texas, Lubbock, San Antonio, Waco. And folks, you talk about voting with your dollars. I talk about this all the time. You buy organic, it displaces the bad garbage just because people can't sell it. It's the final vote you've got in a tyranny is voting with your choices, voting with your feet. And the grassroots opening of a film like this, and there's already big hype behind it that just naturally happened because it's viral because it's so good. This could be on 2,000 screens within a week or two, couldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are prepared. Week two to go into 200 screens, not a problem. We've already identified the markets that...
That's how it works. It comes out like 20, 30, 40, 50, mm-hmm. a 200, 1,000, 2,000.
Yeah. But, you know, it's also important that, you know, I don't take Gary's investment lightly. When he commits his resources to this as a director and as a producer, I take him very seriously.
I've been on a lot of sets. I mean, I've been in some movies and TV and stuff. And I'm telling you, your crews were focused, professional. You were on target. You were basically on time. It was amazing.
Good old Texas crews. Can't beat a Texas crew.
More about the film, more about why it's so important. Our audience is educated, but for other people, they need to see it. This could be their first introduction to globalism and how they're taking over our country. Perfect timing for Trump. I think Trump boosts the film. I think the film boosts Trump, Gary.
Yeah, this timing is so perfect. There's a great awakening in this country right now where people realize it's been stolen from us. You know, we have no rights. You know, there was a study done by Princeton and Northwestern published last year where they looked at federal policy from 1981 to 2003, and they determined that all federal policy was determined by the moneyed interest, and that you and I as voters have no influence. Washington is bought and paid for. And I'm not just talking about the socialist, communist Democrats. I'm talking about the establishment Republicans. And people are waking up. And Trump is leading that. You know, he doesn't say Hillary's name without saying the criminal Hillary. He doesn't say Ted's name without saying a lying.
No one has ever done this. It's beautiful.
This guy is so courageous. And again, I really haven't officially come out for him, but let's face it. We have the chance, and this is what's so important. Let's quit talking about policies. It's a waste of time. Let's talk about who owns our country and what we can do to take it
back. He says globalism has taken us over. It's the enemy. It's bad deals. And, look, I don't want to speak for Chuck Norris. I don't want to say anything. We talked a year ago about this. I know you like Trump, and I know your dad speaks for himself at WorldNet Daily, but I tell you, are we going to hear from Chuck Norris about who he likes for president?
You know, I really think I could not speak for my dad on this, but I think my father, whoever the Republican nominee is, my dad will support.
Sure. Well, I always keep secrets, and I'm a good boy. I want to get your dad back on. I haven't bugged him in a few years. I know he's semi-retired, but I tell you, we need Chuck Norris on the scene like Delta Force, you know, throwing some flying sidekicks here.
Absolutely. I want to see it. My kids want to see it. You know, it's interesting because...
Oh, we need a Trump ad where Chuck Norris does a flying kick into a robot Hillary and knocks her head off. Not the literal Hillary, but, you know, a robot Hillary covering up Benghazi. And, you know, on the phone saying, order a stand down. I want them all dead. No witnesses. And Chuck Norris goes, no. And then kicks the robot hand off when she's, you know, pulling the lever to kill the SEALs.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry.
Don't bet your dad's supporting the movie.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was interesting because, you know, it was important to me. You know, first off, I don't take being Chuck Norris's son lightly at all. My dad has worked very hard to create a name and a legacy for himself, and the last thing I would ever want to do is...
No, you don't speak for your dad, yeah.
But there's a responsibility with me also as his son, as Mike Norris. Now, I am my own man, but...
But he is proud of you.
Absolutely.
He's proud of this film.
Absolutely. He loved the movie. But it's a serious thing. I do not take being a Norse lightly, and with that, I take what I do very seriously. And the Amerigeddon is by far the most serious film I've ever been involved in.
And your dad's excited because,
well, you know,
Second Amendment.
Yeah. And it's like we were talking about earlier, you know, I was raised to believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And those are things I know that are near and dear to my dad's heart. And even now, I see my dad expanding his horizons a little bit. I saw something on WorldNet Daily about chemtrails with my father.
Here's the article. He got it right, though. He didn't, because I always use the word chemtrail. That's the, you know, vernacular of the public. Exclusive, sky criminals. Chuck Norris examines geoengineering in the skies above us. And then he linked to mainstream government admitting they're doing it, but they call it geoengineering, then they call us kooks when we first discovered it, and, you know, call it chemtrailing. But it's not all planes. It's not just ice crystals. There's a secret program. The pilots aren't involved. It's added to jet fuel. We have the patents. And here is Chuck Norris coming out. I mean, that is amazing.
You think maybe he could be vice president?
I don't know. Now, would your dad be vice president with Trump?
No, Chuck Norris is the president.
That's right. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, though, the break interrupted us. Gary was getting Gary Haven here, one of the producers on the film, successful billionaire businessman from Texas, fighting the globalists, trying to, you know, keep the Republican Party on the straight and narrow, which has been a hard job. He's here fighting back through media, where the real fight goes on. AmerigeddonTheMovie.com. It starts tonight. At midnight in some theaters around the country. Find out more at AmerigeddonTheMovie.com or on InfoWars.com. We have the trailers and links to all of it. But you were getting into Ted Cruz, and you were talking about, when I said, what do you think of Ted Cruz? Because I liked him. You know, we've interviewed him once, but I knew his pedigree was Bush, but I was hoping he was real. I liked his, you know, record in the Senate, which I guess was a beard for his real ambitions. He said, not good. Very, get a bad vibe. And, you know, he's kind of neocon globalist and, I'm not going to tell you all the stuff, but it's not good. And, you know, I'm concerned he's connected to the Bushes and Goldman Sachs. And this was like a year and a half ago. This was in November of 2013. We have a clip of this. In fact, we'll put it on screen from YouTube and I'll try to give you the exact date. But, here you are like a year and a half ago or longer. This is almost 2 years ago, when you were first on, when you were just about to make the film and were inviting me to come and be part of it, that now is premiering tonight and tomorrow. But let's go ahead and play that clip where Gary Haven basically first sounded the alarm in a very gentlemanly way about Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, like the guy, but I vetted him and I don't trust him. I believe that he's given himself over to the elite, the establishment. And in fact, you know, we can't go into all that, but the only guy I've got any hope for right now is Rand Paul. And I've met Rand Paul, talked to Rand Paul.
Tell me about, I mean, I know him as well, done him for 20 years. Tell me your, but I haven't talked to him in years. Tell me what you got from meeting with him.
I'll tell you two things. The first thing is that I'm convinced he's the son of his father. And I'm a big fan of his
father. That's why they hate him. They know he's for real.
Yeah. But the other thing is he's also smart and he's staying in the middle to stay electable.
And they know he's doing that.
So I believe that if he gets elected by staying in the middle, that he'll be the son of his father when he's in power.
And that's exactly what.
Oh, that's enough right there.
The Atlantic and the New York. I want to say great job of the crew. They found the second time you were on. The first time you said it privately, but also some on air from the year before that. But there you are before anybody was saying that. And of course, there's more stuff that went on behind the scenes. You don't want to, you know, put it all out here, but. You basically told me the first time we met that you were being nice on there saying I like the guy, but didn't you kind of tell me at dinner the first time we met in 2014 he kind of creeped you out?
Well, you know, if
you want to be a nice guy, I get it.
Yeah, you know, but let's face it, he everybody you talk to, he kind of gives you the creeps. He looks like
Dracula.
Grandpa and the Addams Family. but anyway, you know,
he got mad at you when you argued with him. I
mean, yeah, because he's not used to being challenged. You know, I was on the Jim Baker Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this week. Millions of people heard me talk about it. And Jim Baker was thought it was important enough because the Christians had been deceived by Ted Cruz. And I've got a lot of Christians that are mad at me for talking out about Ted Cruz. Well, you know, I truth is the truth, and I was really hopeful that we had one of us running for office.
You got to go with your gut, go with your spirit.
And if you look at Cruz's charity donations between 2005 and 2012, he gave away under 1%. And he didn't give anything to any church. So those Christians out there that would be mad at me for criticizing Cruz, hey, guys, look, I don't like it either, but you've got to look at the evidence. And the evidence is that, you know, he doesn't tithe. He doesn't really give anything to charities.
Faith without works is dead.
There you go. You know, so it is what it is. And fortunately, he's now relegated to the back burner. Although, you know, you hear him rambling about making a comeback now. It was in the, it was on your website yesterday.
Yeah, no, he said it on radio shows and stuff. I said the whole time he's going to double back. Look, we have Stone coming on later. They are still planning. He has it in their meetings. He has Moles.
Yeah.
They are planning to still try to put Paul Ryan in there, too. I mean, they're doing it.
Well, you know, we spoke about if they kill Trump, you know.
See, that's it.
You know.
Oh, man, this
Cruz
is so obvious.
Fall absolutely into place. So our talking the truth about Cruz may have a bigger impact than we can ever imagine. Now, I pray for Trump and that he's protected, and he is our only hope, standing against these globalists that want, you know, Henry Kissinger said that a strong America is the only thing standing in the way of a new world order.
That's right. But he said if Los Angeles collapsed into total riots and the country was in revolution, then we would welcome UN peacekeepers.
And he said that you control oil, you control the nations, you control food, you control the people.
And he also called our military dumb animals.
Yeah.
Cowardly sack of garbage.
And, you know, and this is in the public domain. But, of course, the mainstream media is bought and paid for. As everybody knows, the six major medias in this country are 95% are owned by six.
And they're globalists. They're enemies of this country. Gary Haven. And, of course, we have Mike Norris with us. The website's AmerigeddonTheMovie.com and Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We'll be back. Your calls are coming up the next hour. We got more clips we're going to play and more Inside Baseball.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. AmericaGettingTheMovie.com. The toll-free number, if you have a question or comment for Mike Norris or Gary Haven, is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Quick comment or question. All I ask is your phone be good. You'll have a good connection. And by the way, we don't screen your topics. We don't care what you bring up as long as it's addressed to the guest. Speaking of an information war, you are financing an information war when you fund this broadcast. And we try to bring you the best products, the best non-GMO seeds, the best Hillary for Prison apparel or Bolon Labe apparel, the very best nutraceuticals like X2 or Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch, multivitamin system to really help yourself, your children, and others. The best durable foods with 40% off right now on our four top-selling groups at InfoWarsStore.com. And look, this is stuff everybody needs. And so I go out and find the very best products I can that I personally use myself or that we develop ourselves. It's a win-win, and then I bring them to you at a very low price. And a lot of marketers go, you know, you should just charge more. People have a perception that they're getting something better. And I'm just like, I'm not doing it. I'm going to give them, look, I'm going to have 100% markup. That takes that to fund this operation, but I'm not going to do four, five times, six time markups are the average in nutraceuticals, and then they put crap in it. You know, where the bottle costs more than what's in it. We don't do that. We don't do that. I mean, in many of my products, 40 to 50% of the cost is actually what's in it. It's unprecedented. It's super high quality. Survival Shield X2, you name it. It's all available. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the nutraceutical page of InfoWarsStore.com. But there are thousands of great items. We go out and also find the top rated, you know, jumper cable, mini battery system for your car. And then we buy a bunch of those and sell it lower than Amazon. I mean, I'm an aggressive capitalist. Whether it's DNA Force or Brain Force or Secret 12 or Knockout, Great Sleep Aid, Totally Natural, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality sold out, but Anthroplex is basically the dry formula of that, joint and bone formula. And you're funding through your free will, through your purchase, absolute tip of the spear in the fight against tyranny, because the information, the analysis, the talking points we put out get picked up by everybody else now, because our angle on reality is so accurate, because we're going off the globalist white papers, not off their disinfo on mainstream media. I'm not that smart. I learned how to actually read UN treaties and read UN plans and read Ford Foundation plans, and man, it's spelled out. That's why we're able to tell you what's coming next, and now folks are listening. You know, that's the good news. We'll start the next hour here in a moment, but that's the good news, gentlemen, is that people, I think, really are waking up. Global government's out in the open. They always had to get to that point. Where do you think we are? Where do you think it's going? And if this was a football game, what's the score right now?
And that's a good question. We're certainly in the fourth inning. You asked a question earlier that let's kind of go back over. What are they going to say about this period of time a couple hundred years from now? And it's going to be either the Great Awakening where we took our country back from the moneyed interest, from the greed, the power, lusting for power. You know, the people like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and even the Bushes, we either take it back or we lose it. And 200 years from now, this is going to be a moment in history. So we are certainly in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I tell you, I was kind of hopeless, Alex. I'd pretty much given up on the American people waking up and really thinking critically. You know,
because
really
you were trying to work through the system, you finally took action yourself. Now you're kicking butt.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I was a major Republican donor, hoping that I could raise people to power that actually were conservatives, you know, that believed in the Constitution and in the free market.
Yeah, well, the truth is you just took the gloves off and you're doing it yourself. That's what it's all about. You're a modern David. Both of you stay right there. We're going to be back in just a moment.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.